Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
So after Shohei Ohtani's home run yesterday and the Dodgers 9-5 win over the Guardians last night, I wanted to get an intake from the Dodgers perspective because I saw some people on social media last night saying that we had some Guardians fans in the crowd, not fighting with Dodgers fans, but cheering for what many consider to be the top player in baseball. So this is Joe Davis's call from Sportsnet LA. I was going to discover one thing, but then I discovered something else.
Lifts the first pitch the other way. Kwan steps back onto the track. It is gone. Sky scraping drive the other way. And Ohtani's got his 20th. What the Ohtani, he says.
So after that smattering of boos and cheers, the reason he says what the Ohtani is that you could audibly hear Tanner Bibee say WTF after that home run that just got over the left field wall. Bibee talked about that on the postgame.
I think when he hit that, I think a lot of people thought it was a pop-up. I mean, I did too. Thought I was out of the inning. Not a lot of lefty hitters can go opposite field at a park. So it was definitely crazy seeing that go out.
Tough day for Bibee. Tough look for him all around.
Yeah, you're going to be upset about something like that. It's a... Yeah, boy, it's a very up and down year for these kids. Very up and down year for these starting pitchers.
Is it really that bad of a thing to give up a walloped shot to somebody like Ohtani? Like he knows he's going up against, you know, maybe the all time best.
I think after the at bat to open up the game though, he battled. He ends up getting that strikeout. I think he feels like, oh, I've got him figured out to at least. Think he's gonna bounce it off the wall and maybe get a double, and like he's the guy that's figured him out, kind of. And then he didn't. Yep. And then the ball just kept going out.
Was it young Manny Ramirez against Dennis Eckersley where he crushes one?
Yes.
And Eckersley looks and guffaws and turns around. It's one of the great moments of the 90s Indians. That's like one I'll always remember.
It's great, though, because you're finding guys, though, like this is a crossover. So I think it's more competitive with these two. Like, if you are a young kid, who is a bopper at the twilight of his career? Like, how many home runs did Albert Pujols hit in his career?
Enough.
At least 600.
Yeah,
I remember
600.
Miggy at the end.
So at the end, the end of his career, you go... If you're like a rookie and Albert Pujols takes you yard, it's like, oh, I got taken yard by Albert Pujols. That was pretty incredible. And then on the other side, it's like Dennis Eckersley is this old hand. He's seen it all. He's grizzled. He's got that great mustache. And he gives up a bomb to the young Manny Ramirez. It's like, oh, all right. Like, that's pretty cool. Like, this is a crossover here, though. These guys are both, one's going into his prime, hopefully, and the other one is in his prime. In Shohei Ohtani. Like, so it's more competitive for these two.
I just pulled it up. 1995. And, I mean, he almost... You could see the old Budweiser logo. The scoreboard. You thought the ball was actually going to hit the scoreboard at one point.
Yes.
And he just turns around and it's like, wow.
Is McGuire the only one to actually hit the Budweiser
Brandon
sign?
Brandon Reyes hit the scoreboard.
He hit the scoreboard.
Didn't Mark Reynolds come close, too, like 10 years ago?
Do you want a power rank?
It's a name that I haven't heard.
The scoreboard?
Power rank power hitters.
Brandon Reyes.
Are these other players or guys who played for the Guardians / Indians?
Well, if we're just talking about hitting the scoreboard, it's people that we know that hit the scoreboard.
I saw Richie Sexson hit a grand slam one time. That was fun.
Yeah, if you would sit there and watch batting practice, like, yeah, okay, they'd be targeting it and everything, but to see it in a game,
right,
was pretty damn awesome.
I feel like they targeted it during the All-Star game as well.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I haven't seen anybody hit the scoreboard. I was there for Santa Maria, and I've seen, I don't remember who it was, hit it into the plaza between the Progressive Field and the arena, and it was pretty crazy. It was a foul ball.
Off you go, Mitch.
Well, going from baseball over to the football world yesterday, we had this from 103.7 The Buzz in Little Rock, Arkansas. Steelers Hall of Famer Terry Bradshaw gave his thoughts on the still ongoing pursuit for the Steelers to acquire Aaron Rodgers.
What do you think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback? That's a joke. That is just, to me, is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man. That guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go
you.
Somewhere and,
thank
and
you.
Chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there.
Do you like Terry Bradshaw?
I've always found him kind of fun.
He's interesting. The only thing I've been critical of Terry Bradshaw.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bradshaw. Hey, I wasn't in the locker room. Like, let the Chuck Noll thing go, man. You guys won 4 Super Bowls together. It's not a good look. Like, that whole thing at the end of that, like, did you ever watch him in A Football Life? Of course you didn't. I'm a football guy and you're not. But other than that, like, I like Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw's funny.
Is it true?
He's funny.
Is the nudist thing that he would go to, like, the nudist colonies, is that true?
Terry Bradshaw? Yeah, well, he was nude in a movie. Well, you didn't get frontal. You got the backside.
You got back.
Failure to launch.
Which movie? Failure to launch.
Yeah.
Sounds like somebody I know. Continue.
Well, I was going to say, really quickly before we go to the next story, if you want the same cadence of Bradshaw talking about another quarterback, the 30 for 30 Elway to Marino talks about John Elway the exact same way. Also a California kid.
Yes,
like Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Well, last night in Indiana, I feel
like Aaron Rodgers wouldn't want to be in California
anymore. Bradshaw, not a fan of California.
If you listen to his recent comments on the Joe Rogan Experience, you are correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like the last place, the last state in the union he would want to be hanging out in.
I think
he would probably say Chicago, even though it's not a state. It's just a general area he'd want to avoid. I would think Portland, Oregon. I would think Seattle.
Seattle was very nice when I visited.
Really, any big city these days? Yes, I'm going to power rank the cities Aaron Rodgers would tell Joe Rogan he would not want to be in 2025.
Go. Do it now. Do it.
San Francisco, number one. Number two, Portland. Number three, Chicago. I feel pretty confident.
Where's Green Bay on that?
Interesting.
And by the way, I think I heard those same cities from my father-in-law over Memorial Day weekend.
Is he doing?
We can move on.
Is he doing good?
Yes, he's
good.
Great. He's a big fan of the show, by the way.
He is.
Fan of the show. My wife does not listen to the show. My father-in-law listens to
the show. I've talked to his friend, who also has the same name, more than I've got to talk to him. Just interesting.
But finally, we had in Indiana last night.
We're about to power rank the Bernies.
Yes.
Let's power rank the Bernies. Here we go. Number one, Bernie Kosar. Number two, it's just because I talked to him more, Bernie. I'm sorry. Your other buddy named Bernie. Number three, Lima's Bernie. Lima's father-in-law,
Mitch
Bernie.
Mitch would have said Bernie Williams from his old Yankee fan days.
That's nothing against you, Mr. Horrible. I'm just saying I've only met the other Bernie more than you. That's all.
Speaking of New York, last night, their chances of winning the Eastern Conference getting close to none after losing to the Pacers, 130-121. Tyrese Haliburton with a statement game, 32 points, 12 rebounds, 15 assists, 0 turnovers. Had a bit of help back in the building last night.
Man, it's a big win for us.
Did dad in the building have anything to do with that?
Hell yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm glad Pop's in the building, man. Makes it that much more sweet. Yeah, he had a little bit to do with it.
Now, Pop's was loud in his suite last night, so he couldn't get to Triple H. He could not get to Triple H.
Yeah, he was not on the court, which we talked about in the lead-up. We said he is probably going to be banished. I said in the Caitlin Clark zone, because for whatever reason, she's not sitting courtside. And how many? Who's bigger than Caitlin Clark right now
in Indiana?
And in fact, I would say she's bigger than Tyrese Halliburton. Maybe not during this run, but Caitlin Clark is pretty damn big.
Another conversation about superstardom coming up there. Yeah, I glad his dad was able to go to the game. Whatever. Glad he stayed away from the courtside. That's probably better for everybody involved.
And that's it for about last night.
I would like to see him mix it up with Spike Lee and Timothy Chalamet.
Ben Stiller.
You know what? I haven't seen a damn thing, at least I can think of, that Timothy Chalamet's in. I just like him because I know he knows sports.
He's big.
He's a big college football fan. What has he been in? What does he do?
Interstellar, Dune, Little Women. These are the ones that are coming to the top of my head right now.
Is he one of the Little Women?
He's Bob Dylan in the Bob Dylan movie.
I didn't see the Bob Dylan.
It was really good.
Can he win an Oscar? Is he getting?
He'll definitely win one day.
Was he nominated for Best Actor?
Yes.
Really?
He was.
He's a young Bob Dylan. He's a young
Bob Dylan. Yeah, a little older than
me, 28. But not for being one of the Little Women in the Little Women.
He was Willy Wonka in the Willy Wonka.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't see that movie either.
They're going to make another one, too.
I was like, no, that was Johnny Depp. They're making another Willy Wonka? Yeah. How much more can we do with Willy Wonka?
You got to know what happens, man.
Power rank the Willy Wonkas. Here we go. Number one, Gene Wilder. Number two, Johnny Depp. Number three, Timothy Chalamet.
It was a prequel.
Chalamet's number two.
Chalamet did the prequel.
Come on, Johnny Depp was great.
I saw the first half hour of it. Never got back to it.
The Willy Wonka with Johnny Depp.
But no, the one with Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet's really good at everything. He's one of those that I'm
listening to Richard Roper over here.
I can't believe I like him as much as I do. But
Yeah,
he's really good.
Wow.
I want to hate on him.
I gotta see this guy. Really I gotta see this guy act. One of the great thespians of Mitch's generation.
Now, did he actually sing, or was it a Zach Morris in Saved by the Bell?
He did it himself as both Wonka and Bob Dylan in the Bob Dylan movie, which I don't know.
No kidding. Okay. All right, I'm going to have to check this young man out. Have to see how this goes.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.